When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Yannick Hanfman.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Janis Kudla.
This is Sebastian Wolfer.
It's Mark Andrea Wiesler.
I am Francisco Cerundolo.
And you're listening to the Game Zola podcast.
Hopefully you enjoy it.
Hey, welcome back, tennis fans. It's the women's draw preview for Madrid. And it's one of those tournaments where they're playing the qualifiers at the same time that they're playing the first round. So this draw preview is going to be one of those that's a bit up in the air in the first round. But I'm sure we'll have some similar names come the latter stages of this tournament, won't we, JG?
Yeah, big news for any Raders fans out there. She will not be playing Karolina Pliskova because she's withdrawn. And instead, she's going to be playing, drum roll please, I don't know.
Qualifier or lucky loser. That's who she'll be
she
playing.
She don't know either. She'll be playing someone she doesn't know. It's going to be dependent on who wins out of that match you mentioned. But no Pliskova for her.
No. But we do have some very, very big names in this tournament. And Iga will be at the top of the draw as always. And we have Sabalenka in as well with this one. Let's get on to the previous winners, as we always do, and have a look at who won it last time. And it was indeed Arina Sabalenka. And she's won it twice before. She defeated Iga in the final last year. Jabeur won it the year before that. That was back when she was more the Jabeur that we know and love. And Sabalenka won it the year before that. And Ash Barty was in the final there. But one common denominator from all these finals, they all seem to go to three sets over the last 3 years. But before that, Kiki Bertens, a name that we haven't heard for a long time. And the last memory I have of her was getting wheeled off a tennis court.
Yeah, I remember that one. But she was getting accused of faking it, but it was bad, I think. I don't know. I do remember that 2022 final because we were both in Zagreb watching it together.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those epic ones. I remember that was the year when we had the Alcaraz craziness against Djokovic, Liam covering the stream. And
that was one of Megan's first streams, I think, on Jabeur Pegula.
Yeah, I mean, I think I remember that one well. I think I was there maybe ruining it for her. But yeah, good memories from a time long, long ago. But this year, hopefully we're going to have as good a tournament as we did last year. We had the best two ladies in the world making the final last year. Will it be the same this year, though? That's the big question. We know Rybakina's in hot form. Other than that, it's a chance for some other players who haven't been playing very well to maybe try and get themselves back in form. Maybe the likes of Sakkari, the likes of Jabeur. A few other players, Kim Wingjing, people like that.
What about Raders? Give us a little section about Raders, because she played well against Iga, better than a lot of people were expecting. She seems to have overcome a few injury problems. I'm not sure who her coach is at the moment, whether it's still that same one or she's changed again. I don't know if you know.
She went back to the person that she had from a very long time ago.
So she's still with him, is it?
Yeah. So I can't remember his name though at the top. The name's just gone.
I know I did a news video on it.
But Nick Cavaday.
That's right. So she's still with him.
Yeah.
And she's playing okay. How do you think she can do it at Madrid?
I think she can have a really good tournament, to be honest. If it's anything to go off, her performance in Stuttgart, I thought she looked even better than when she played Iga, when Iga was on that incredible run of wins when she played her. I think it was something like 6-4, 6-3 or 6-4, 6-4 that day. This time, she actually was given as good as she got against Iga in the first set. It was just Iga using her experience in a tie break that really just got her over the line. But Raducanu, she was actually hitting a lot of winners, and she's actually like outpowering Iga in some of the rallies, which is not something many players can actually say they do on a clay court. So she gave a good account of herself, and she actually said before that match it was the sort of the perfect match for her to actually go out there and just have fun, because she's not expected to win. She didn't expect to win, and she thought, I can just go out and swing. And she did, and she nearly took a set, which was what I thought she might do, but not quite close enough.
Something you love doing, of course, going out and swinging. maybe not. Moving on.
Just on the weekends.
I think she's going to have to do more than just swing, but she's... It's encouraging how she's playing at the moment, for sure. I don't think she can go and win this tournament, though. I
wonder if her boyfriend's involved with that as well. I don't know. Anyway, let's have a look at some of the qualifiers that have not yet made it through, but they could be filling that space, which is next to Raducanu in the draw. So it could be one of these. There's a lucky loser or a qualifier. So we've got Danilovic versus Niemeyer is one of the final round matches. Manelić versus Gracheva, Minen versus Arango. Who else have we got? Christian versus Saville. We've got Arani versus Romero Gormaz. Sorry. Vickery versus Balsas Monero. Pera versus Zarazua. Somebody I've not seen before. Carla.
Oh, you should know who she is.
This is Argentinian.
You need to have a look at Carla. Carla. She's someone who I do like. I've seen her play. She's quite good.
We'll pop her up on her. Look, yeah, she's amazing.
Let's speak about her
form.
Because she's been playing extremely well.
Yeah,
I want to give her a moment.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, you see here, she's won her first round in the qualifying against Taylor Preston. She's just come from the Billie Jean King Cup, where she won both of her matches there. Before that, she won a challenger where she defeated
Massa. Because she beat Belichick.
Yeah, Bejlek. Yeah, she beat
6-1,
her
6-3. Yep. Three sets against Fruvitova. I really like this girl. If you go to her age, I think she's quite young too.
Yeah, 24.
Oh, not as young as I thought.
Well, year 2000. Yeah. So she's still fairly young. Everybody.
I thought she was younger than that. To be fair.
Develops.
But I know she's been climbing through the rankings fast, doing so well. She's having a fantastic season. Good on the clay courts. Argentinian. I am expecting her to do something special. She's getting better and better, as you can see. Look at the climb she's been doing.
Yeah, I mean, back in 2018, 846 in the world, and each year going up to 600, 400.
She's already won two titles this year, and she's 11-1 on clay courts.
Yeah, I mean, being from Argentina, this is, well, that's what they're known for, isn't it?
1.6 against Sharma.
I think... definitely worth taking on. The way that she's playing, she looks like a really, really good bet, to be honest. Yeah. Let's go back to see the rest of those qualifiers who could potentially come through. Laura Siegemann versus Martinez Siles, and then Sramkova against Hayley Baptiste, and then Harriet Dart there against Timofeeva, and Bejlek versus Bai. So some good ones, good names in there. I think Harriet Dart there, knocking out Sasnovic, good win there for her. So Harriet Dart.
Yeah, I think Bejlek will be very happy. She gets a bye in the qualifying.
Did she? She beat Wickmire. Anyway. Is that a bye for you then, Wickmire?
No.
Oh, bye. Sorry, I've missed it completely. Oh, classic. You're too quick for me. Right, anyway, moving on. Let's get on to the actual draw.
Got all my jokes tonight.
Let's get on to the actual draw proper. And if you are just joining and you haven't been on one of these before, make sure to download the TNNS app. And it's on Apple and Android. And go to the fantasy button at the bottom and join the Game to Love League to play against myself and against JG in this one and see if you can have some bragging rights against us. Let's get started.
2,700 members in the league at the moment, so wow. It's very competitive. I usually do win the league, so good luck to anyone who's entering.
Of course he does. Right, so let's get on to this one. Eager is at the top of the draw. This is a WTA 1000 event, so there's going to be quite a lot of fixtures. We're probably going to have to skim through the early round. There's going to be a few gaps as well, so let's just see who we've got. We've got Wang versus Bogdan. I will go Bogdan to beat her.
Me too.
Serenko versus Iala. Not too sure on that one. I know Iala. So that's a Filipino youngster. Not sure if she's going to be good enough. I'm going to go Serenko.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Me too.
Got to stay with the bye. Tatiana Maria versus Peyton Stearns. I'll go Maria.
I'll go Stearns.
Tormo versus a qualifier. Go Tormo.
Tormo in Spain.
Svitolina had a bye with a bye. Wozniacki against a qualifier. I mean, I think she probably should be okay there.
Depends who it is. If it's Carla, I'm going to be going Carla.
Yeah, you never know. It could be Carla versus Raducanu.
If it's bye, I'm going to be going Wozniacki.
Yeah, quite possibly. So Podoroska versus Siniakova. That's quite a tough one to pick between. Who would you go for?
I'll go Siniakova.
I would as well. Navarro with the bye, Mertens with the bye, Sloane Stephens versus Martina Trevisan. Who are you going to be picking here?
What was Trevisan's last match? Something bigging her up.
Good question. I mean, someone you said that could potentially go on and do well in this tournament.
She beat Osaka, didn't she? Then lost to Kalinina. Yeah, no, I'm going to go Sloane Stephens.
Yeah, I am as well. Donna Vekic to beat the qualifier. Sakari with the bye. Goff with the bye. Flavitova, I'll have to beat Rus.
Yeah.
Anisimova versus qualifier. We don't know who it is yet. What's
it's
Anisimova?
Carla.
Is she going to be the one who's in there? Anisimova. So
I think you know where I'm going to be going with my qualifiers to watch at Roland Garros this year.
Yeah.
All over Carla.
Carla. Carla. I'm going to go.
That's how you say her name, by the way.
We'll find out soon. Why don't you get your pronunciations on YouTube? I know you're
Gary's
pretty
watching,
big on that.
Let us know.
Right.
Yastremska, Keys, Fravitova, Osaka to beat the qualifier, Samsonova, Ostapenko.
Osaka to beat the qualifier. Yeah, okay. Badoza beat the qualifier. Raducanu to beat the qualifier. I'll go with it. Go on, unless it's Carla. Right, moving down. Potapova to beat Schneider. Kennan?
No, Smedlova. You should go Kennan, though.
I've got her, haven't I?
You've
got
to go
Kennan just
for
the
bats. You've been bigging her up.
Well, it sets up an amazing matchup. Battle of the bad form. Jabeur Kennan. Right, let's move in down. Kim Win Jang. I think it will... Oh, Putin Saver Yuan.
Yeah, that was a really good stat you provided earlier where you said Yuan's the highest ranked Chinese player, ignoring King Wing Zheng, of course.
Who would say something like that?
You said it also a really good one on the men's as well. I don't know if you remember. You said It was Carlos Alcaraz's first clay court event of the year. Like he's not played on all the other clay events before.
No, I said it's the first 18-year-old to beat Alcaraz.
No, you said it's his first Djokovic clay court. He's played his first clay court match of the year.
Mm.
You have to watch it back. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to go Yuan. I'm going to go Wang to beat Dollarhide.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever picked Dollarhide, and I never will.
She did all right in one of the last tournaments.
I know. One of the ones I didn't pick her, she's all right. I'll have Kalinina, Pavlyuchenkova. Don't know the qualifiers yet.
Buxa,
Kasatkina, Alexandrova.
Kruger?
Kruger, Hibina. I'll go Hibina.
That one's a one for, I don't know, a blink of a to go and face Kalinskaya.
Go on, finish what you were going to say. What is it, Ben? It's one to watch.
One not to watch, I was going to say. Oh, okay.
That's very rude.
I know. Apologies.
Kalinskaya, Kostyuk.
Sharif.
Bronzetti.
Bronzetti.
Rybakinov, Ondrousova. Zhang.
Zhang. Yeah, against Shelby.
Mira Andreeva. Ooh, I've seen her for a bit. What's she been doing?
She lost to Kalinina recently. I did have that one in one of my bets.
Is she in your top 10?
I think she's number 10, yeah. She needs to step on it a bit at the moment. She waits for the slam. She's more of a slam player, I think. That's how she picks up her points. Right. I'll go Tomova to beat Wang.
Yeah.
I'll go Lin Zhu to go through.
I'm going to go Jimenez.
Okay. Paolini with a bye. Collins with a bye. Burrell to beat the qualifier. Freck to beat the qualifier.
Krajcikova, Bolter, Avanesian. Cocioretto and Sabalenka.
Lynette, go on then.
Finally, halfway there. Yeah. Right, all the way to the top. Iga will beat Bogdan. Sestea will beat Serenko.
Oh, I can't click it. That means I'm going to have to put Serenko through. Damn.
I'll go Azarenka to beat Peyton Stearns.
Oh, I can't click that one either.
Tormo to beat Svitolina.
No, not for me.
Haddad Mai to beat Wozniacki. She needs to get on it as well to get into the top 10.
I think so, but I can't seem to click any of them. This is not going as planned.
I'll have Navarro beating Siniakova.
I would go the same.
I'm going to...
Sloane to beat Mertens.
Mertens to beat Sloane.
Oh, you love... Mertens.
Vekic to beat Sarkary.
I'm going to go Sarkary just for the bants.
I'll go Coco Gauff to beat Fravitova.
Yeah. I'm going to have a Nisimova little run.
No, I'm going to have Yastremska knocking her out. I'm going to go Fravitova to knock out Keys.
Yeah, go on then because I can't click Keys.
I'll have Osaka knocking up Samsonova just for my top 10.
I will want to pick. I can't pick any seeds. It wants me to knock all the seeds out. Great. There you go. I would have Samsonova, though, just in case.
Just remember then.
I will.
So, Ostapenko, Badoza, I'll have.
Badoza.
Ostapenko.
I'm going to go Badoza.
Raducanu, Kudametova.
It's actually lucky that she's not a seed because I can click Raducanu. Oh, Raducanu Badoza. That's going
to
be...
No, I'm going to go Kudametova.
Packed to the rafters for that one, I think.
Leila Fernandez. Jabir. King Wing Zheng against Yuan. Number 1 and 2 in China.
I'll have Jabir going through against Kenin. And I can't have King Wing Zheng, apparently. Okay, keep moving down.
Kalinina. Qualified to beat Pavlyuchenkova because I think that's going to be Carla. I'll have Kasatkina, Alexandrova, Kalinskaya, Kostyuk, Rybakina, Vondrousova. Oh, this is a good one. Mira Andreeva versus Noskova. I think Noskova's going
to
be.
Yeah, I think Noskova as well.
I'll have Garcia here. Paolini. You're getting, not going for Garcia?
I can't. It won't let me click any seeds.
Well, you can't play do this then if it's not working.
Well, I'll just have to go on the other one then. I'll have to go on the old George. Well,
you just do it for now. Just we know what you're going to be going for. You can pick some seeds, right?
Only some, not many.
Okay, we'll keep going. Let's see what ones you can't pick. Daniel Collins, I'm going to have to beat Burrell. Can you do that one?
Please. Oh, I can't have Daniel Collins. All right, I can't have this. This is just like, this is painful. Right, give me a second, and then I'm just going to just quickly just run.
And here we go, back again with a new scoreboard, and Ben has gone with his beloved Daniel Collins.
Right, moving down, we've got Freck versus Klitschikova. I'm going to go Klitschikova here. I'm moving down. I've got Avanesyan or Balta. I think we're going to go for a bit of Balta love in this one. It's not a bad draw for her. And then Sabah from the bottom.
Perfect. Let's go to the third round. I'm going to have Iga beating Sestea.
Yep.
I'll go Tormo to beat Azarenka. Hazard Meyer to beat Navarro.
I'm going to be going Svitolina to beat Azarenka. I'm going to be going Hazard Meyer as well to beat Navarro.
I'll have Donna Vekic beating Mertens.
Sarkri to beat Stevens.
Goff to beat Yastremska.
Yeah.
Naomi Osaka to beat Fruvitova.
I'm going to have Samsonova in this little section.
I'm going to have Ostapenko to beat Kudametova.
I'm going to have Raducanu.
Very different here. You got Raducanu Gilbert.
Raducanu to knock out Badoza.
not Gilbert.
Not Gilbert. and Potapova to beat Jabeur.
On top of Jabeur, I'll go
Kim Win Zheng.
I'm going to go Jabeur to beat Fernandez.
Ooh.
Kim Win Zheng to lose to Kalinina.
Could happen.
Kasatkina.
Yep, to beat Pavlyuchenkova.
I'm going to go Alexandrova.
I'm going to have Kalinskaya to beat Alexandrova. Kostyuk Rybakina. Well, I think it only goes one way, to be honest. Rybakina.
Yeah, recent final, wasn't it?
Vondrousova to beat Noskova.
Yeah, agreed.
Paolini to beat Garcia.
Yeah. Collins to beat Krajikova and Saba to beat Bolter.
Actually, I'm going to swap that. I'm going to go Garcia to beat Paolini just because of the serve. She's got the best serve on the women's tour up there anyway.
No, Collins Zheng does.
Yeah.
Rybakina does.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's up there. That's what I'm saying. It's up there. It's top five. There you go. Right. Moving down. Saba does. top six. anyway.
Bolter. She's one.
Right.
What about Lynette?
What about Lynette?
A serve.
No. Come on.
Right. Iga to beat Tormo. I'm going to go.
Iga to beat Svitolina.
Vekic to beat Hadad Meyer.
I like Hadad Meyer's section. Hadad Meyer's section's quite nice. I'm going to have Hadad Meyer going through.
She's not been playing well, by the way. She's been terrible.
No, I know. But this might be the resurgence of Hadad Meyer.
I'm going to go Osaka to beat Goff.
She's really willing that Osaka train right now. I think Samsonova could beat Coco Goff.
I'm going to go Ostapenko to beat Jabeur.
Raducanu to beat Potapova.
God. Osaka is still in yours.
No, I got rid of her.
Oh, that's sad. Kasatkina Kalinina. Is it not the same player? I'm going to have Kalinina.
I'm going to have Kim Win Zheng to beat Kasatkina.
Rybakina.
Ooh.
Paolini.
This is the reason that I picked Kalinskaya as well, because it's a rematch of who Rybakina went out to in the second round last year, which was Kalinskaya. Would it happen again? Would it hell? Rybakina goes through, gets the revenge.
And then I'm going to have Daniel Collins knocking out Sabalenka. Collins simply cannot lose right now.
Yeah, I like that as well. I think it's bold. I think it's brave. And I want to believe that it's going to happen as well, to be honest. Maybe she does it in straight sets.
Yeah, it's possible.
Let's do it. Go on. Go on, Danielle. Go on, girl. Right. Eager versus Hadamaya. Eager.
Yeah, me too. Eager to beat Vekic. I'll have Ostapenko knocking out Osaka.
Raducanu versus Samsonova. Come on, it's got to be. Raducanu.
Where's Ostapenko been playing? Stuttgart. Oh, she lost to Noskova. Yeah, she's not actually doing too well. Okay. Doesn't matter.
Raducanu sections winnable matches, though, I think. Let's go down.
Rybakina beating Kalinina and Collins to beat Paolini.
Yeah, Collins to beat Bondrousova. And then we've got our two semi-finals now. So I've got Iga versus Raducanu at the top.
I've got Iga versus Ostapenko. And at the bottom, I've got Rybakina and Daniel Collins.
Yeah, I've got the same. Rybakina and Daniel Collins. Will we be gravely mistaken? Let us know in the comments section. I'm sure there's a lot of Sabah fans going, how dare you?
I'm sure you've got Raducanu Collins final, but I'm going to be going for the Iga Rybakina final.
I'm going to be going...
the two best.
For the Iga versus Daniel Collins.
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy with my Iga Rybakina one. And this time I think Iga's going to get revenge and beat Rybakina and win Madrid. How about that? Iga's going to be my champion at the Madrid Open, defeating Rybakina in three sets and getting revenge for the last time where she's just been beaten by her.
Could it be possible that Collins goes on and does it again? I don't even know. Like, surely it would be
two events in a row or three events in a row?
Two events in a row. Like, I'm not sure how well she's even done at Madrid in the past. Let's have a quick look. Ah, well, she's not done well at all. So that's not very good. But does it mean anything? This is sort of her last hurrah, isn't it? I'm not convinced now. I think that Iga's going to beat her. But if she gets to the final, that will still be her best ever result at the Madrid Masters. So there you go.
Yeah, my dark horse for the event is going to be Naomi Osaka.
Mine will be Raducanu. There you go. Not Daniel Collins.
Very, very game to love. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys. Let us know your picks for the Madrid Open. We'll be bringing you the men's one very soon as well. If you haven't already, hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, and you can catch all of these episodes on Spotify as well. The link in the description. Just type in Game to Love on Spotify and it'll come up. Give us a follow, 5 stars on there as well, and we'll see you very soon.
Will do.
Thanks for watching.
Adios.
Ciao, ciao.
Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.